The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This podcast was made possible through the support of Dr. Judith Bryles, the Book Shepherd. This week, Mickey on the Move, Farming. He and his mom take pride in farming and gardening together, doing everything from raising chickens to growing delicious fruits and vegetables in their backyard orchard. Mickey, who is born with deafness in both ears, has overcome obstacles to fully enjoy the great outdoors. His aqua cochlear implants allow him to hear and appreciate the beautiful sounds in nature without the worry of weather dampening his day. On the cover, on a sunny day, a red chicken coop sits on a lawn of bright green grass. Chickens of black, white, and gray wander about the yard. A blonde boy holds a bucket of feed. In yellow letters, the title is Mickey on the Move, Farming. The rising sun's rays peek over a hill, casting shadows in a farmyard. Chickens of black, white, and gray wander about the yard. A blonde boy, Mickey, holds a bucket of feed.
Good morning, chicks. Rise and shine.
Smiling ear to ear, Mickey called out to his chickens as he watched them prance down a ladder he made for their bright red chicken coop. Lately, the early bird catches the worm seemed to be the phrase that best described Mickey's eagerness when he got up every morning. Waking up to tend his fluffy chickens after a night away was the best part of his day. When Mickey is home with his mom, chickens aren't the only things they raise. The two of them have a garden, too. And Mickey loves eating all of the delicious fruits and vegetables. Together, they grow herbs for seasoning the meals they make together. And their orchard is filled with everything from pears and plums to nectarines, figs, and even walnuts. There is always something new and tasty to discover.
With a red wheelbarrow and a watering can and trowel, Mickey and his mom work in the vegetable boxes on the ground. Different heights of green leaves and stalks occupy portions of the boxes of rich dirt.
More than anything else, Mickey loves to be outside, moving around and exploring. With a love of animals and nature, he can always be found running in the dirt or splashing in a creek.
Mickey wades in the water using a net to try to catch the fish swimming by.
Since he was only 2 years old, Mickey would often be discovered between grapevines at his dad's vineyard, stuffing his little cheeks full of grapes with his shoes full of mud and a twinkle in his eye.
Sitting among leafy vines, Mickey licks his lips. His mouth is smeared with purple grape juice.
Mickey's dad is a fourth-generation Napa Valley grape grower and farmer, and Mickey loves to help make all kinds of things out of the grapes that are grown at the vineyard.
In the rows of trees, Mickey and his parents fill baskets with grapes. In a wooden barrel with bare feet, Mickey walks on the grapes to squish all the juice out.
There were some obstacles early on in Mickey's life that he had to conquer in order to fully enjoy the great outdoors. Mickey doesn't hear things the same way that many kids do, and he uses cochlear implants, which allow him to listen to things he otherwise might not be able to hear, like quiet music or birds singing.
The cochlear implant is a small round device processing sounds that is attached to Mickey's head above his ears with wires.
Cochlear implants are like tiny computers in your head. But just like how you can't get your own computer wet, Mickey couldn't get his implants wet.
Mickey frowns and his mouth opens as he spills grape juice on the white tablecloth near his mother's laptop.
For example, if sprinklers turned on when Mickey was nearby, or if he splashed in a puddle too much, his cochlears would be ruined.
He backs away from a fountain of water arising from a sprinkler system.
It didn't matter whether there was a sudden storm or he slipped into a pond. If water got on the implants, they would break, and Mickey wouldn't be able to hear at all.
At a lake, Mickey sits on a dock and watches other kids swim.
Luckily, an amazing organization called Cochlear Americas created the Aqua Cochlear, which means that Mickey can now swim, run in a sprinkler, or get wet when he wears them.
Mickey's hair is wet and plastered to his head as he smiles and runs into the sprinkler spray. Later, he readies himself to dive off of the dock into the lake to join his friends. Under a dark, cloudy sky, Mickey and his mom are working with the plants in the garden.
One day, when Mickey and his mom were picking carrots from their garden, the sky became overcast and it began to pour down rain. Normally, they would run inside to take shelter from the water. But this time, Mickey started jumping in a mud puddle. The rain came fast and hard, and he began to run through the garden, feeling the rain on his face. Mickey's mom joined him, and together they played until the sun came out.
They both wear rubber boots for jumping in the puddles of water in the rain.
Now, Mickey loves the rain, especially the really loud storms. And when his dad accidentally sprays him with water when they're taking care of the vineyard and farm, Mickey laughs instead of covering his ears. Giving his chickens something to drink has never been easier, too.
Mickey pours a stream of water from a bucket into a round drinking pan as two chickens wait to get their drink. And Mickey laughs as his dad sprays him with the hose.
With his Aqua Cochlear, a whole new world of possibilities opens up for Mickey, and he and his mom are determined to try every new thing they can find.
Mickey and his mother sail in a small boat. The sail billows as they ride over choppy waves. Other boats with colorful sails also glide along near a tall bridge that connects two plots of lush green land.
The end.
This has been Mickey on the Move, Farming, written by Michelle Wagner, narrated by Aaron Riemann, audio description narrated by Richard Riemann, and written by Bonnie Barlow, from illustrations by Jenny Phelps. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with audio description of the pictures, brought to you by ImaginationStorybooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the Audiobook Wizard. This podcast was made possible through the support of Dr. Judith Bryles, the Book Shepherd.